Shir Chafeng Sivos by Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University. Test of Kislev Hei Tav Shimem Zayin December 17, 1986 on Wednesday.
By the bottom of Kabbalah and Beit. Nachlu Kachlu Yidoyo. Lui Be'er Shabbos Lui Yitzir Shabbos. Bishleime Be'er Shabbos Chabot. So that's why it says El Tzui Shabbos Amai Lai. Omer Rav Zeire Mishum Cheshbeinis. So why is it also to be Kenes Yitzui Shabbos? Because if he'll be Kenes Yitzui Shabbos, so then he'll make Yisude, because even though, I mean, there's no Chiyuf to make Yisude, but that's the way he would do it. So in Mele he would make Chashbeinus, mental Chashbeinus. And Shabbos, there is Aloche, Yitzui Chepsuch of Yidabe Dobo. So you're not allowed, you know, to engage yourself, you know, in other things. So, Omer Abay Mishim Rabinesh in Yichnus in Yitzui Shabbos, Yase Suda Belailo, Biyachshiv Bishabbos, Mal Tzorich Lehitzi, Bochsi Vidabe Adobo, Mitzir Chetzach Vidabe Adobo. Omer Abay Vichashbein Yishal Mitzvah Miyasire, is it Osea to make Chashbein Yishal Mitzvah? Yes.
That's
just
the actual
B'Shabbos. That's right.
And
also the Dabedova. Doesn't matter. So it's not after Dabedova does not mean it's not Aloha B'Shabbos for sign. Dabedova means, in other words, even if he is mentally in Dabedova, you know, so it also comes within Dabedova. It's not Aloha of B'Shabbos for sign. The Aloha is he should not engage himself in mundane things, so it doesn't make any difference whether he does it verbally or he does it mentally. So it's the same Isa, yes?
What?
Yihil Mitorim means just, you know, a superficial thought, but, you know, to make mental calculations, concentrate, that is awesome. So it's not that he is Mutar because it doesn't involve B'Shabbos Hasayim. He always Mutar because it's just a superficial engagement, you know. I mean, it's not, he doesn't concentrate. But here, if he just thinks superficially how much he'll have to spend on the Sude, so that will not satisfy him. He wants to figure out exactly. So he'll have to mentally concentrate and work very hard. So mele, it will run counter to being consistent with Mitzvah Chepzuch of Yidabe Dovah.
Isn't this just
Mitzvah? 1 second, that's what the Gemara ask. I mean, Mitzvah, not the Sude. I mean, because of Mitzvah, yeah, that's right. There's the Gemara Skash. Omer Abaye v'chashbeini shal Mitzvah me'asire. After all, it's a Mitzvah. So, any calculation that is in connection with the Mitzvah is Mutar. You are allowed to calculate, even if you concentrate. So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'yomer Blazer, Peiskins Dokol Anim B'Shabbos. And even though the Peiskins Dokol also involves calculations and computations, you have to figure out exactly how much to allocate for this doke and how much to allocate for that doke. It's not a superficial thing. So still, mitzvah, it's muta. The Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Heilchin li botik nisiyis u botik nidrosheis lifakeach al iske rabin b'Shabbos. In other words, that on Shabbos you are allowed, you know, to attend a meeting that is for Tzir HaKlal. Like this, a certain loss of that, I mean, because of Yitzir HaKlal Chavit HaBedobo. But if it is Yitzir HaKlal, so it is Muta. The Omar Rabbi Yaakov Avide, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Mifatchim Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. So here, Pikuach Nefesh doesn't mean Mamesh Pikuach Nefesh, you know, like in the expression Pikuach Nefesh Dicha Shabbos. There, Pikuach Nefesh means something that is indispensable for the saving of life. Here, Pikuach Nefesh means to help out people. That's what Pidach Nevesh means here. Mifatchen Pidach Nevesh B'Shabbos. Vi Omar Rav Shmuel Banachmeno Rav Yinesin Pilchin Litartiyois Ukartiyois Mifakeach Al Iskirabim B'Shabbos. So Rashi says here, Tartiyois Paltim Lochim B'Shiltein. No, usually, I mean, that's what he says, Paltim Lochim B'Shiltein. You know, there are the Sheni who explain Tartiyois V'Kartisois literally. There are Shenis, the theaters, you know, the Romans had their theaters. So, what kind of a heter is it to go to the theater, to the theater on Shabbos? Well, the Gemara of Rizora says, even Meisachel, if one goes to Tartiyois Kartisois, so it's Meisha Breitzi. So there, the Shenim say Tartiyois Kartisois, Kartisois is like, Tartiyois is translated usually into theaters, and Kartisois, circus. But the Romans, you know, they had the circus, and they had races between men and tigers, you know. So it was really Meisha Breitzi, to watch a wrestling between a man and a tiger, to watch a wrestling between two men is also Meisha Breitzi. But to watch, you know, a wrestling between a man and the tiger is even more Meisha Breitzi. So, and here the Gemara says, Tartiyois, Kartisois, Lepakeach, Aliskirabim, Bishabes, so it's Mutarim Bishabes. How can that be harmonized with the Gemara and Abrizore? That those who go to Tartiyois, Kartisois, come with the Meisha Breitzi, Yoshot? The answer is, the Romans were accustomed sometimes, you know, to force a Jew. I mean, this is a historical fact. So to force a Jew to wrestle with an animal, with a tiger, they did it sometimes. So melee, sometimes Jews, you know, the Roman government has always been democratic. In spite of all the issues, it has been very democratic. And the Senate, you know, I mean, it was they had a democratic system. It was not a, you know, an autocratic system. It was a democratic system. But, in Greece and in Rome, they had democracy. But in Greece, so in Sparta, they had democracy. And still, through a democratic vote, they used to kill the elderly and the feeble, you know, and the sick, you know. Sometimes modern people talk in a language about quality life that it seems to me that they are approaching the philosophy of the Greeks in Sparta. I mean, in other words, a certain Jewish woman, I mean, to our shame and our disgrace, a certain Jewish woman wrote a book in which she describes how she was advised by a psychiatrist and a lawyer to give a medicine to her mother who has been suffering from cancer, and, you know, and so that she would die, you know, a peaceful death. So the doctor didn't want to do it himself because then he would be prosecuted, but he advised her, you know, how to do it. And the lawyer also advised her, wrote the book, and the book became a bestseller. So, in a certain sense, modern people are approximating the philosophy of the Spartans in Greece. They were also big Democrats, I mean, the Spartans in Greece. Everything was done in a democratic way, by vote, by popular vote. But they didn't have the concept of human rights. So in Rome, so many times, Jews were allowed to come and attend the wrestling between the tiger and the Jew, and they were allowed to scream and to plead, you know, for the release of the Jew. Some melee, so of course, is the biggest mitzvah. I mean, even on Shabbos, you know, to go to such services. So this is what Gemara means. Hilkli Tartiyois u Kartiyois. Rashi here says, Tartiyois, he says, Paltim Lochim Shultain. Kartiyois, that's Tartiyois. Kartiyois, he doesn't say anything. But in other places, the Shemim say Tartiyois is theaters, the Roman theaters, and Kartisois is the Roman circuses. So, if one goes to a circus, history circus just to enjoy, you know, the wrestling. So that's Mishav Leitzin. But if he does it for a good purpose, to help out people, so then it's a mitzvah even to go on Shabbos to help out people.
Okay.
Yes? That's right, Mishum Aguna. You know, sometimes he cannot. Sometimes they were able to save a life. And even if they weren't successful in saving the life, so if the plea was not heeded to, you know, so then at least they would be able to testify that a certain husband so was killed by an animal, you see. So again, there is a mitzvah. Hilchen litatiyoyit kakoyiz lefakeyach al iskeradim b'shabes and tone dibe menashe mishatchen al atelikeiz liyoriz b'shabes valatinik lilamdi sefer lilamdi umnes. Now, so it's muter to mishadeach al atelikeiz liyoriz b'shabes. I mean, not that the irasin should take place in Shabbos. Not only that the shiduchim should take place in Shabbos, because it's also not a mitzvah. If not for the fact that it's a mitzvah, it will be also on the basis of mitzvahovi dabe dabo. Matchmaking would also come within mitzvahov dabe dabo. Valatinik lamdi sefer uli lamdi umnes. Now, here it says valatinik lamdi sefer uli lamdi umnes. So again, because it's a mitzvah, the lamde umnes mitzvah, who dechsiv lechai minisha asher ahavto, lemeid umnes shetichi imenu im ateiro, ravunem vidushin, sheobif chai the lamde umnes. Now, in respect to studying other chochmes other than the chochmes atorah, so most Rishayim say that there is no isa. In other words, to learn, let's say, astronomy, to read the book in science, I mean, or any chochmeh, or in economics, not after Chochmas HaTeva. So, according to most Rishayim, it's not Osa. But according to Shittas HaRambam, it's Osa to study anything other than Torah.
So, Shabbos or
Yom Tov? What?
Shabbos or
Yom Tov? You should ask such a question in Shittas HaSchohon, you should be such a naive question. Of course, the Shabbos, not the Chayim. I will discuss that the Chayim, but I don't want to trespass upon the theme that I'm going to discuss in the lecture, you see. So everything, if I'll say it now, so then everything will be known then, so I won't discuss that now. But that's in Shabbos. So the Shittas HaRambam is that it's osir, that he's studying any chokhme. So, it's osir mitzah mitzir chetzachot dabe dobo. Mitzir chetzachot dabe dobo. According to other Rishayim, there is no osir. Only what is osir is only osir things that are not chokhme. Let's say just here, to read, you know, trivial books, you know, that have no chokhme. Nothing, so the Rambam says in the Shamishnei, I mean, let's say stories about the biography of this king, that king, I mean, there is no wisdom in that. I mean, you cannot learn anything. But anything that is a source of knowledge, of wisdom, you know, even if it's not, you know, Chochmas HaTeva, but anything that is a source of wisdom, of insight, So it's not osir, according to most Rishayim. But according to Rambam, every chokhmah is osir. Mathematics, astronomy, every chokhmah is osir. Mitzad umtzir chetzach obidah v'dobo. But, lilamdi umnes is mutar on Shabbos. Lilamdi umnes is mutar on Shabbos. So, Elohim Arab, so the question is, so why should it be osir to calculate how much you'll have to spend on the Sude? That's also like Cheshbeni Shal Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Elo Marab Zeir. Gzeiro Shem Rav Gishri Benet, yes?
Do you understand this Aterim here of Cheshbeni Shal Mitzvah, that it's like the Yitzhar of David Omar?
That's right.
Is it the Fuyo or is it the
Fuyo? No, no. So anything, any study or concentration or reflection that involves a mitzvah does not come within tzichet tzichot v'dabed olam. Does not come within tzichot. You see, the Shulchan Aruch passed the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch mentions the Rambam Shike that all chokhmes is osar on Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Shite of Moses Rishayim that it's not osar. But let's say just things that are not the source of wisdom. Just to look at the painting is osar. It's mentioned Shulchan Aruch. I mean, even Diukno ala Kesel, you know, just to look at it. So that come is also within. It comes within tzichat from David. Even though, I mean, when you look at the painting, you don't have to verbalize. You can just keep quiet and just look at it. You know. So even that is also. But something that is a mitzvah, so does not come within tzichat from David. So why should it be also to make chashbinish on mitzvah? So then the question arises. And if it's muta to make chashbinish on mitzvah, so why is it osir to be kenes in mitzvah Shabbos? Even if as a result of the kniseh in mitzvah Shabbos, so he will on Shabbos mentally engage himself, you know, in calculations, it will still be muta. Elo marav zeire, gzeiro shemo yishchei b'nei. It's a special zeire. In other words, because he might become so abstracted, you know, in his concentration upon the Sude, that he might forget and shecht a b'nei on Shabbos. In other words, Chas v'Sholem, he will not do it. Amazing, because Monefshach is in such a state that he's ready to do it. Amazing, so then he will not pay attention to our Zeres, to the Zeres Chachomim either. But we are afraid lest he'll absent-mindedly, he'll shech the b'nei, he'll forget the Shabbos, or he'll think it's already dark, you know, and actually it's before Shkia, so he'll shech the b'nei. So that's why it's also out to be king is in Shabbos. Om le'abaye is raising something that on the surface appears to be a very strange kasha. Ola bayer mato yimakipurim shachalies b'shem b'shabes yitche gzeiro shemo yishchei b'nei. Now, this last Yom Kippur, when was it? It was Monday. So the Abayi's kasha was, so then we should change it to another day. Which other day? Gemara doesn't say. To Tuesday, to Wednesday, which day should we change it? So but Rashi says Shechaliyat B'Sheni B'Shabes Shetzrichan Harbis B'Sudachar Shabes Shu'er Yom HaKippurim Yitre L'Shlishi B'Shabes. So we should change it For Tuesday, years ago, a certain woman, an Orthodox woman, not a reformed woman, but a modern Orthodox woman, she once called me up, a very fine woman, she once called me up, and it was Shabbos Erev Pesach. So everybody was excited, especially the women. I mean, they were so excited, Shabbos Erev Pesach, as if it involved, I don't know what it means. Emergency operation. I mean, Shabbos Erev Pesach. How will they make it? I mean, Shabbos Erev Pesach. So a certain modern woman, a very fine woman, she called me up and she asked me how she should do that, what she should eat. I mean, all the Shabbos. I mean, eat very. So then she said to me, and I told her what to do. I mean, she has options. Anyway, I discussed it with her. She says, so much trouble. Why don't the rabbis do something about it? So I said, what should the rabbis do? She said, why can't you change it another day? So what's the most kashi? El me'ato, this mother woman asked such a question. All right, it's not amazing, but the Gemara asked such a kashi. Because of the Gzeira Shema Yishre B'nei, I mean, we should change the day of Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur is on Monday, so we should change it to Tuesday, just like that. On what basis? On what basis? If Yom Kippur is on Monday, and if you change to Tuesday, so what? What will it mean? It means that on Monday you have to eat. So how can the Chachamim be eaten in Yom Nator, become Basay, because of Ixayah? I mean, you think here we are Chachamim like a Yom Nator, become Basay, for the best purpose in the world. So obviously, the Gemara doesn't mean Chassid Sholem. I mean, we should just change it like that. But there is a halacha of Gemara, Rosh Hashanah says, Mi Aplin es Achidesh Litzirach. So Beis Din has a keach to be mi'abaya dechidesh litzirach. So the Gemara is referring not to Bizman Hazeh, when the Kviyas Chodoshim is al pecheshem. When the Kviyas Chodoshim is al pecheshem, so then you can change it. There is nothing in the world that could change it. So, but when the Kviyas Chodoshim was established al piriye, so then there is a loche that we bring as a chidesh litzerach. So every man, you know, when Beis Din was kidei a chidesh, whether chidesh is the 30th of the outgoing month or the 31st of the outgoing month, so Beis Din did determine that on the basis of the Kabbalah Seides. In other words, if Eidim came to the Beis Avad, let's say on the 30th day, and they said they saw the moon, so then Beis Din was mekabla ides, and they said mekudesh mekudesh the 30th. And if the Eidim showed up in the Beis Avad on the 31st day, even if they did see the moon on the 30th, sometimes the Eidim saw the moon on the 30th, well, by the time they arrived at the Beis Avad, so it was already the 31st. So then Beis Din would declare the 31st as the first day of the incoming month. So the Gemara says, "Mi'abrin es achidish litzirach." Gemara Rosh Hashanah. In other words, if there is a tzirach, so then even though the Eidim come and on the 30th and they testify that they are ready to testify that they saw the moon, but still Beis Din is allowed not to be mikabledes, not to be mikabledes. Mimele, the chiddush will become nisabea. So this is what the Gemara's kashi is. Omle Abaye Elmeato Yimakipurim Shachem Yid Bisheni Bishabes. In order that Yom Kippur should be Monday, so then Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, has to be on Shabbos. If the first of Tishrei is Shabbos, so Mele Monday will be the 10th of Tishrei, the 10th of Tishrei. So in order that the first of Tishrei should be Shabbos, that means, let's say, so suppose Shabbos is the 30th of El, and the Eidim are coming to the Beis Avad, and they are ready to testify that they saw the moon on the night of the 30th. So then, so because of the Gzeire of Hashem or Yishri B'nei, some Mele Detzitzirach. So Beis Din should manipulate not to be mikabel the Eides of the Eidim who are ready to testify that they saw the moon the night before. Mimele it would the Chidesh Elul be Misaveir, and the 31st of Elul will become the first of Tishrei. So mainly if the 31st of Elul will be the first of Tishrei, that means Sunday. Now if Shabbos is the 30th, so Sunday will be the first of Tishrei. So then the following Sunday will be the 8th of Tishrei. Monday will be the 9th of Tishrei, and Tuesday will be in Kippur. So, because if you are a Gezer, if you are a Cheshish for the Gzeira of Shema Yishre B'nei, so in such a case, and there is a loche of Me'abrin Sachedesh Litzerech, so when Beis Din was Kiveya Chodoshim Al Pioriyeh, so then they should be Me'abe L'Tzeilach, Shibabas here, but the question is this. Rashi, so the Gemara here doesn't say, Elamiyato, Umakipurim Chachaliyas B'Sheni B'Shabas, is Yitre. He doesn't say Yitre to what day. So, what Rashi says, Yitre Lishlishi B'Shabas, Shemo Yishchei B'Neif L'Tzeilach Sulis Mocha. So, Yitre Lishlishi B'Shabas. How does Rashi know that Lishlishi B'Shabas? Well, the answer is, it's very simple. I mean, it has to be Lishlishi B'Shabas. Because how could it be postponed to Revi B'Shabas? Because the Kasha of the Gemara is when Bezdin was Kvei HaChodoshim al Pioriye, so then Bezdin was Kvei the either the 30th of the outgoing month as the first of the incoming month, or the 31st. They couldn't postpone it to the 32nd. I mean, a month cannot have more than 30 days. Either a month is a chosel and it has 29 days. So then the 30th of the outgoing month becomes the first of the incoming month. Or the outgoing month is to have 30 days, and then the 31st of the outgoing month will become the first of the incoming month. But to postpone it to Wednesday, that's impossible, because a month cannot have more than 30 days. So mainly it is obvious that what it says Yitre must mean Lishlishi B'Shabbos. It couldn't be postponed to Revi B'Shabbos, because if without postponing it would be the 30th. So with postponing it can be the 31st. It couldn't be and the 32nd, that's impossible. But the question is this. Now, if it will be postponed such a way that Yom Kippur will be on Tuesday, that means that Rosh Hashanah will be on Sunday. But there is Aloch of Adu in Kevin Rishchedesh Tishre B'Adu. And why is it that in Kevin Rishchedesh Tishre B'Adu, why? So the Rambam mentions an astronomical reason for the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Ravid is Masik on the Rambam. How is it that he mentions astronomical reason when the Gemara mentions a non-astronomical reason? The Gemara mentions Mishum Rakye, Mishum Masye. I mean, the reason is why Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday or on Friday. On Friday is because either Yerakye or Masye. Yerakye means, let's say, because if it will be on Friday or on Sunday, so that means there will be 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, on which you cannot do meloche. I mean, let's say, to pluck out vegetables, hirokis. You couldn't do it. So in other words, you'll have to pluck it out Erev Yom Tov. So it will wither, you see, or masye, because of a mess. Suppose somebody will die, let's say, and on Friday. So that means you will not be able to have the kfure. I mean, for 2 days, so there will be a bizoyin mess, mishumasye. So what does it mean? Because of vegetables, so you can change. Yes, you can change because there is aloche of me'abrim esachidesh v'tzeirech. So again, if let's say without changing it, so it will be on the 30th. So Rosh Hashanah will be on the 30th of the outgoing month. So by changing it, so it will be Nikva on the 31st, and it's me'abrim esachidesh v'tzeirech, and from this Gemara there is a raya for the Shittas Rambam, that the Rambam says that all these quoting of Adu only apply when Chodoshim were Nikva on the basis of Rir. When Chodoshim are Nikva on the basis of Cheshm, like now, on the basis of Cheshm, so that was one of the considerations by Hillel Hasheni. By Hillel Hasheni, Rambam doesn't mention Hillel altogether, but the Rambam mentions, the Rambam doesn't even mention Hillel altogether. The Rambam says Halacha L'Mishnah Misinai. So I mean, but the Rambam mentioned it. So Mimele, there was so that was one of the considerations, you know, in Hillel's Cheshbon. Now, and how was Hillel allowed to do it? I mean, just because of this consideration, that consideration. The answer, the Ramban says, in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban says, because there is Aloha Atma Atma Sheigim, Atma Atma Zigim, Atma Atma Mutim. So the Eved, if Bezdin, even Benezit, will declare that the Shechide should be the 31st of the outgoing month, even though Eden testified that he saw the moon on the 30th, so it's not a proper thing for Bezdin to do it, because there is a mitzvah to be in Kaddish for Doshim al Piriyeh. Only there is an extra tzirech, so there is a aloche of the Abim is a Chiddush l'tzirech. So even then, Bezdin does not ignore just the testimony of the Eden, but Bezdin is manipulating that there should be a hakhoshim in the Hagodah of the Eidim, so in Mele they will not have to act on their Hagodah. But just to say, well, get out, that Bezdin cannot do, because there is a mitzvah of Mekachim, to be Kaddish Chodoshim al Piriyeh. But if there is a Tzirach, whatever a Tzirach is, so then Bezdin has to indulge in Chiras and Plishes and asking all kinds of questions, so that the Eidim will contradict themselves, and then Bezdin will not be mechuyev to be mikadesh the chidesh on the basis of the hagode of the Eidim. But just like that, to ignore the Eidim, that Bezdin is not allowed, because there is a mitzvah, a chidesh hazelochem to be mikadesh al periyeh, kadesh al periyeh. But only if there is a tzeirach, so then we do it. But the event, it made Bezdin be amazing. Just ignore the Agadah's Eidim. Eidim came and testified, and there was no akhoshe in the Drishas of Kiras, nothing. But then Bezdin said that Miuga Achilish, instead of saying Mikudesh Ayeh, Mikudesh, so Miuga Achilish. So the event is effective. Atma Pil Sheikim, Atma Pil Mizidim, Atma Pil Mutim. So the reason is to why Hillel, Hashem, you know, he devised that calendar, and he was Kedeya in advance, Ad Yemei HaMashiach. All the Chadoshim in all the years, Ad Yemei HaMashiach, according to that Cheshm, of the Cheshm of the calendar, is because he was the Nosi of Bezdin HaGadol, Hillel Hashem. And Mimele, whatever he did, so was effective there. But Lechatchile, under ordinary circumstances, Bezdin is not allowed just to do it like this. But here there was a Tzirech, because Hillel realized that Smicha is becoming bottle, so then it will be impossible to be Kiveya Chadoshim. So Mimele, he was allowed Lechatchile to be Kivei HaChadoshim for the future years at the Yemei HaMashiach on the basis of his certain Cheshbon. And the Ramban says, if Hillel had decided to be Kivei HaChadoshim on the basis of another Cheshbon, it would have been equally effective. It would have been equally effective. But Hillel decided to do it on the basis of this Cheshbon. Anyway, since the Kriyas Chadoshim was done, Al Kheshm, some Mele, Mishimirakye, Mishumasye, so in Kidin Chadosh Chidish Tishre Beado, Kidlash, Mashinke, when Bismano Rie, then there is no Aloche of in Kidin Chadoshim Beado. So Bismano Rie, so Rosh Hashanah could be on Friday, Rosh Hashanah could be on Sunday, could be on any day. So from this Gemara there is a riot to the Shiras Rambam, because the Gemara sees the Kashe, Omer Abay Omati Matpumish Chaliyeh B'Shini B'Shabes Yitchet Zira Shem Yishu Menei. What does it mean? Yitchet when? Yitchet to Tuesday. Yitchet to Tuesday means that that Rosh Hashanah or Shchemish Tishrei will be Nikva on Sunday, but that will run counter to the Aloha Fadu? The answer is, but the Aloha Fadu is only when the Hadoshim are Nikva on the basis of Cheshit, so there's Aloha Fadu. But here the Gemara's Abayis Kashi is when Hadoshim were Nikva on the basis of Rie, so on the basis of Rie there is Aloha was Me'abrin Chodoshim Nitzirach, so Mimele, if the Tzirach is Adu, so it's alright Adu too. It all depends whether there is a proper Tzirach or not. That's right. Yeah, because at Abai, as the Rambam says, that there was Kiddush al Piriye up to Abai. So that means even a number of years in the reign of Abaye, so there was still Mikaresh HaKarayis, probably in the middle of the life of the reign of Abaye, that they started to be Mikaresh Al-Kiriyem, they started to be Kiriyah HaKadoshim Al-Pechayim. When Sviha became modern, see, that was, I mean, Sviha became modern. Because after the days of Abaye, there was still a chain of Sviha in Eretz Yisrael. So, but then, in the reign of Abaye, so the chain of Smicha was interrupted. So then they started to be Kedei HaKadoshim on the basis of Cheshit. So from this Gemara there is a riot issue to Rambam. That this man of Riyah there is no Aloha Vadu. No Aloha Vadu. Om Rabbi Yael Ma'ati Mash Prush Chalil Bishin Gishabes Yitzchai Tzera Shemishmei. So the Gemara in the Teres, Hoson do in Apshe Litor, Hoson do in Apshe Litori, Hoched Lacher Litori. In other words, there is no Tzerach to change the Kvias from Shabbos to Sunday of Rosh Hashanah because of the Tzerach Shem Gishan Benei. Because it's not such a big Tzerach, because we don't have to be Cheshish, maybe he'll be Yishred Benei. Because when are we Cheshish, maybe exaggerate, when he has to prepare his Suda for other people. So he wants to make sure that the Suda will be proper. Mashem came when it's for himself, so he doesn't care so much. So there is no Shash. In Amehoso, Misle Rafre, when Yom Kippur would be Sunday night, so why does he have to rush and shecht the Bnei on Shabbos? He has a whole day. He has a whole day to shecht. He has a whole day to shecht, and he can shecht the Tzoyer Shabbos. So, true, there is a mitzvah of making the Suda of eating Erev Yom Kippur, but he can shecht the Tzoyer Shabbos. So, let's see the Rashi. Yisle Rafra Lishrei Bilailo Sheasudo Eino Ad Limocho. Now this Rashi is a very important Rashi. So you see, the Machlokes Achreinim. Erev Yom Kippur at Minche, do you say Tachnu or not? Erev Yom Kippur at Minche. So what does it depend upon? Whether the mitzvah and the halacha is that Erev Yom Kippur at Minche you don't say Tachnu. So even Erev Rosh Chodesh, not a real Yom. Even Erev Rosh Chodesh at Mincha, you don't see that. Now, Erev Yom Kippur is Yom. There is a mitzvah v'achile. V'inisem es nafisecha. V'sisho v'achile is Erev. V'sisho misanim v'asor misanim. Alim loch shakoyecho v'hei sheise v'chi. Mailo v'akosu. Kilu yisano chi v'asir. Chi v'asir. So there is a mitzvah. And from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah it appears that this Rosh is not an Asmachta, it's a Rosh Gemura. It's a Rosh Gemura because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, one Mandoma says that from the Yomisem, as the Chiseichem, the Tisha Rachel is there, we deduce the Aloche of being Mesif Mechil HaKedesh, Arab Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is the Kasha, how can you deduce the halacha that there is a chiyuv erev Yom Kippur after you make sif mechil hakedesh, because the Torah says the nisem es nafshesechem v'sisho hakedesh be'erev. So that means that we have to start the fast on the 9th of Tishrei. We have to be amazing. But this, from this we deduce that there is a chiyuv of a chiyuv in Siyah Rav and Kippah. So we see from this Gemara, it's not an asmachte. That it's a droshe gemure. So Rav and Kippah is yonte. There is a mitzvah of a chiyuv in Siyah and Rav and Kippah. So Erev Rav and Kippah at Minche, we shouldn't sit down. But the clause is only if the yonte is a yonte that starts in the night. So then, Mincha before, you don't sit down. But if the Yom Tov starts with the daylight part of the day, so then the Mincha of the previous day, you sit down. So if the mitzvah of Achilah it takes place in the night of the night, so then Mincha, Erev, Yom Kippur, you don't sit down. If the mitzvah of Achilah Yisir takes effect only in the daylight portion of the ninth of Tishrei, but not the night of the ninth, so then in the mincha of Erev Yom Kippur we have to say tachnun. So there is a machlekes haposkim whether we say tachnun mincha Erev Yom Kippur or not. The Shlomo and the Gor, they both say that we say tachnun. And the Gor mentions a raya from this Gemara, especially from the Rashi, because the Gemara is not explicit, from the Rashi, that there is no mitzvah of Achilah Yisiyeh the night of the ninth of Tishrei. Because Rashi says here, Isli Vafche, Lishri Belailo, Sha'asudo Eino Adli Mocha, Adinu Mocha. But it's not, in Gemara it's not Mifuresh, from Rashi it's Mifuresh. Because Rashi says, Sha'asudo Eino Adli Mocha. Why not? Because the mitzvah of Achilah Yisiyeh is only in the day, not in the night. So Menele, Minche Erev Erev Yom Kippur, the Minche of the 8th of Tishrei, so you say that. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, there is no riot, because maybe there is a mitzvah Sude even in the night, but the Gemara says, Isle Rafche, because he doesn't have to start the Sude the beginning of the night, right? It seems like a Chodim has to start the Sude. He can start the Sude at 12 o'clock at night too. So he'll have plenty of time. But Mashenkin, the Sude is in swing, so there, he cannot start any time he wants. He has to start at a certain set time. So maybe he's both. So there is a Choshe. Maybe he'll forget and the Shech Ebeneif before Tzitzak HaChovim, before sunset. So from the Gemara there is no Rai, but from Rashi there is a Rai. Yes?
Contingent how a young step of Exodia and a young Kippur, because on the front of the young Kippur is sort of independent.
Well, sorry. Well, what is the reason for, I mean, it's not our Indian, but since you mentioned it, so I might as well discuss it a little. I mean, what is the mitzvah of eating Erev Kippah? Oh, I can learn it out from Talmud Pasuk. Now, is there a Gemara Yume? Gemara Yume? Oh, you had it here, all right. Oh. Rocha Mashma. Te'ale from the base. Rocha Mashma. Kol v'nisem b'tisho. Kleima haskin atzmecho b'tisho shetucha l'isanis ba'aso. So, and from Rashi in Broches, it's Mashma the same way. In other words, that the whole purpose of the field of eating Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare oneself for the Tanis. In other words, the Tanis should not be hard for him. So, that's the essence of the mitzvah. There is a tshuva in Rabbi Dreyer, in the tshuva's Rabbi Dreyer, a very interesting tshuva. But it's strange that Rabbi Dreyer doesn't even discuss it from that point of view. It's very strange. So there is a shaila, a certain woman. So, inquired from Rabbi Dreyer, I shall see she had a certain sickness. And the doctor told her the doctor told her that because of her sickness, so her therapy consists in not eating, just the reverse. You know. In other words, because of her condition, she cannot eat, because if she'll eat, it will aggravate her condition. Not for sure disappointed, but it will aggravate her condition. So she inquired from Rabbi Kveger whether it's always mitzvah to eat her medicine. Well, the doctor says it will be detrimental to her. Is she still mechuyeves to eat Erev Yom Kippur under such circumstances or not? So the Kibbutz answer was she, under the circumstances, should not eat Erev Yom Kippur to be detrimental to her. But in general, he has a subject whether women are mechuyev to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Because after all, it's a session, Shazman Kome, so no Shinab Tuez. So no Shinab Tuez. So, some melee, except where there is a special girl's akosu. But here we don't have, we have a special girl's akosu in regard to Gishayim, in regard to Matzeh. But in regard to the mitzvah of Achil, you see here in Kippur, we don't have a special girl's akosu. Some melee, so according to the general cloud, the initial is true or not. Maybe we say, Avdiga says that, since she is Musa and the Tomesh, some Nele, she is Mechieves in the mitzvah of eating Arab. Mention Arab Mikipah as a substitute for the Einig aspect, for the Yom Tov aspect of Yom Kippur. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. I mean, I wouldn't say such a thing. But Rabbi Yehuda mentions that reason. So that's another time, you see. One time is like Chashit Pshat, and the other part is Pshat Rabbam. Now, the Rambam, you know, there is a Machlekes Tanoim in Erev, where the Yom Tov and Shabbos, Hasmuch and Zelazeh, is Dusha Achas, or Shtei Dushas. Let's say, suppose Yom Tov is Friday, or Yom Tov is Shabbos. So, can one set up one Erev Trumin, you know, one Erev Trumin, you know, for Yom Tov and Shabbos, or it requires two. So, according to the Tanel in Dusha Achas, so it's like Yina Richte, Yom Tov and Shabbos, let's say, is Manorie, so Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah could be, the Rambam says, on Friday or on Sunday. So according to the Tanya that it's Dusha Achas, it's Dusha Achas, so Mele, if it's Dusha Achas, so it could make one, could set up one, a Rubi Tumi for Yom Tov and Shabbos. But, not separate Rubi Tumi. But if Shtei Dushes, so it requires separate Rubi Tumi. So the Rambam paskens that Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shtei Dushes. But the Rambam says, clearly, Yom Kippur and Shabbos is Dushas. פרקחס מהלכס ערבים הלוך יוד עם הכיפורים שחליאס ערב שבס ולאח השבס בזמן שמקדשים על פי אוריה על פי אוריה because he has to emphasize בזמן שמקדשים על פי אוריה because בזמן הזה that we are כדי החדושים על פי חשבים it's impossible that in Kippur should be on Friday because in order that Kippur should be on Friday so Shana has to be on Wednesday even the other, you see. It's impossible that that Yom Kippur should be on Sunday, because in order that Yom Kippur should be on Sunday, so Rosh Hashanah has to be on Friday, Adu. So that's why he emphasizes, Yom Kippurim Shechaliyes Erev Shabbos, Shulach HaShabbos, Bizman Shemikach Shechaliyes, Yirali Shehei, Shilinechot, Ugdusha Achase. So the Rambam paskins that Yom Kippur and Shabbos is Shtei Dushes, but Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Dusha Achase. And we see that the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Gittin, in Hilchos Gerashim, in Ebenezer, that if, let's say, somebody wrote a get on Shabbos, so the get is brought from the rice, because it is reference the case where he wrote in the Farhesia. So it comes in Chal Shabbos Farhesia, and Chal Shabbos Farhesia is in the Munu Chater Kule. So the get is brought from the rice. But if he writes get on Yom Teh, so if he signs the get on Yom Teh, so he's a Roshe, he becomes post-latest. But suppose he just wrote the get on Shabbos, and the Eidim didn't sign it on Shabbos, or it had Eidim Nisira, whatever. So then the get is kosher. Because it's not in the rice. Then it's not so clear, but according to the Yosef's skills in the Rambam, the Rambam is saying the Yosef is shot in the Rambam, it's not so clear. If somebody will buy to get a new keeper, so then the get will be bottom of the rice. Why? So the Yosef explains it, because the keeper is like shot. And just as Mumar Chal Shabbos Farhesia is Mumar Chater Kule, so Mumar Chal Yom Kippur Farhesia is also has a deem of a Mumar Chater Kule. And I don't think there are any Rishayim Achelikamit. So Yom Tev, Mumar Chal Yom Tev Farhesia, does not have a deem of Mumar. There is one Shite, the Shalosh Chus Radvaz, mentions in the name of Rabbi Shimshel, that's in the long tshuva about the Karoim, very long tshuva. So there he mentions the tshuva of Rabbi Shimshel, that's the Rash, Tis Shalmis. So he says about the Karoim, it seems the Karoim don't observe Yom Tev the way we observe, because they observe Yom Tev even now, Bizman Hazeh Al Pirie, so that means when Yom Tov is Yom Tov Al Pidin, they do Meloche, so mele the Karoim Al Pidin of Mumri, because in Mumam, our Yom Tov is Farasye, also is in Mumam, but the Shittas Rabbi Shimshel is the Shittas Yom. All the other Rishayim, Achelik and the Shachno, the Mechaber and Amor, in the Chederashin, I mean, they pass into the country, I mean, not like that, how Yom Tov Farasi is not even there. So, Rabbi Shimshel is Yochid. Mashinkin and Migal to Michal and Makipur and Farasi. So that seems to be the Shite of all the Bishop. Why? So the Bishop says, because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Why is Kippur like Shabbos? We see in the Sambal that Yom Kippur and Shabbos is Dushachas. In other words, because Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosim, just the Shabbos Reishis is Shabbos Shabbosim. So Yom Kippur is also Shabbosim. Now, it goes without saying that if somebody will be Echel in Yom Kippur and Farasye, he will not have it, of Imono Hatrakoi. I mean, this goes without saying, I mean, that's self-evident. Because if somebody eats Yom Kippur and Farasye, so it's like eating Chilat and Farasye. But only if he does Meloche and Yom Kippur b'Farasye, then he has the same being as Mechal Shabbos b'Farasye. Why? Because actually, Yom Kippur, I think that my brother is there and mentioned that in the shul, that I didn't hear it, but I heard that he mentioned it in the shul, that Yom Kippur has two kedushas, the kedushas hayom of Tzeil and the kedushas hayom of Yom Tov. This is how he expressed it. I didn't hear it, but I heard. that he said. So Yerushalayim of Yom Tov. So insofar as the Yerushalayim of Yom Tov is concerned, so it's not Yom Tov. So it's like Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Even I was told that my father said Yerushalayim of Yom Tov, but I think he meant, I didn't hear the Shia, but I think he meant Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Yes?
I didn't hear that Shia, but I heard him tell me once
discussed
that the Jewish
holiday
follows the level of the
civil law. Yeah, all right, but I think, I didn't hear that Shia, but I think that what my brother meant was not Yom Tov, but he meant Shabbos. Because there is no analogy between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. There is an analogy between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, not between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Not between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Only Rafchom said, Rafchom, but the Gemara says, how did Rafchom do see? Rafchom said, but we don't pass for like Rafchom, yes? What do you mean according to Rambam? It's a machlekes tanoim, chachomim Rabban Gamliel, and the Gemara says halachic Rabban Gamliel. So it's not a Rambam, it's the Gemara. That Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah takes off Shiva, but there's something else. Every Yom Tov takes off Shiva. Every Yom Tov. Even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because we could say, Chachomim say only Yom Tov Mamash Vigolim, because there is a mitzvah of Simcha. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there is no chiv of Simcha. We discussed it last week, I mean, there is no Simcha altogether. Or Simcha with all the dinim there isn't. So Machlekes Reim, Yom Kippur, so all the Gashem say there is no chiv of Simcha, except possibly Shittas Hagenim who say that we have to say Asiyena Yom Kippur. So that's the reason as why the Chachomim say Rishon Yom Kippur does not take up Shiva, because there is no Simcha. Abnamil says, even though there is no Simcha, but he still takes up Shiva. But for that, we don't. So in that respect, Yom Kippur is not like Shabbos. Yom Kippur is like Yom Tov. But Yom Kippur has the level that Yishas Hayim of Shabbos. Of course, Shabbos is more homo. Shabbos is a Nisa Skile, and Yom Kippur is a Nisa Kores. But it has the same kind of dushe, ichaba shabose, the same kind of dushe as Shabbos Yom Kippur. Whereas Yom Tov is shabose, it's not shabbos shabose. It's a different kind of dushe. So Mele, that's why the Rambam says that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are vishachas. In other words. So there are two kinds of Yisurim on Yom Kippur. The Yisa Meloche emanates from the Yishayim of Shabbos. Yom Tov, if you want to call it Yom Tov, you call it Yom Tov. But it means Shabbos, so that emanates from the Yishayim of Yom Tov, of Shabbos. And then the Yisa Rachile emanates not from the Yishayim of Shabbos, of Yom Tov. On the contrary, if the Yishayim of Shabbos and Yom Tov is Mechay Rachile, Mikrokedesh, Kache, or the Posik of Kobi Beineg, so that's the Posik in Novi, Rashi, the Chalishovo, but it's the Drosh in the Safro, Mikrokedesh, Kache, Mimachal, Bimishte, Bixus Nikio, Vitrilo. So Mimachal, Bimishte, so it's a Chi of the Raise of Machal, Bimishte, and every Mikrokedesh, whether Yom Tov or Shabbos. So on the contrary, as far as the, as the Dushas Hayim of Shabbos and Yom Tov is concerned, it should be Mechayev Achilusi. But Yom Kippur also has a Dushas Hayim of Sei, so on the contrary, that Asas Achilusi. So Abdini says, but since it has a Dushas Hayim of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that should be Mechayev Achilusi, but it cannot involve Achilusi because of the Dushas Hayim of Sei, of the Yisra Achile, so Mela is a substitute. We have to have Achil Rusiye Erev Yom Kippur. This is how Rabbi Yehuda explains that the Raise of the Inisim Es Nafshesechem, the Sishol Achidesh, where, so, it's either it's because as a Achone for the Tones, or as a substitute for the Yom Tov aspect, or the Shabbos aspect of Yom Kippur, and which cannot be realized by Yom Kippur itself, because it's saying, So the Mele, it has to be realized as a substitute and Erevinjika. So from either point of view, it should follow that where eating is detrimental, some Mele, there is no need to eat if it's detrimental to one's health. Because from the point of view of Achone for the Tonus, of course, if it's detrimental, it's not Achone for the Tonus. And from the point of view of its substitute for Yonte, but let's say, suppose someone has a certain condition that for him is detrimental. So leaving here to eat on Shabbos, Chas v'Sholem, what kind of an inequality? So some Mele, so from either point of view, I mean, we should say that where is detrimental, there shouldn't be any mitzvah achir. And that's what Chavriya said, because he only had the Sofi whether a nisho is mechuyedes or a nisho is not mechuyedes. All right, now. Now let's see the thesis. Alamato, the Matipurim Shchal is Mishenit. Keinam Enochet Matipurim. Le'adav Le'adav Yisavili. Ki'itnam Le'adav Pof B'shono. Hamechad Le'muchaveri Tzorech Le'idiei. Imu Achal Ke'lishchei. Because otherwise, it's very likely that there will be Mikshel. Because there is so much slaughtering taking place in these Pof B'shono. So if he doesn't inform him, so the mother Behime and the child Behime will be in all probability be slaughtered on the same day, so the Eidah and the Lab of the Isi is mainly Sishchat and Mimecho. Uchidin Rabbi Zag Liliyat Ha'er Makipurim Bigolil, because Ha'er Makipurim Bigolil, there was also a lot of slaughtering. Amayli Nokat Chatin Dalit Prokim Dabli Kula Ome, but in Dalit Prokim Vishono, so every Tane says that a lot of slaughtering was going on. So why did the Gemara Me Abaye mention Dafti in Kippah? Yishlima the bear is Makipurim, or Yerivim Lavu, the eat as a bedogging in Ashkosh is Habe, Kabalu Haited is Amune, a fish, Mishum Havim Shtika the Hapore, Ubahane, Dalu Protim, or Yomab, and Bidhemes, the Lekul Migza Shem Yishrebeno. Right. Iboyalo, Suan is the Bibi Mizalas, the Bibi, when it has Shem Yikura Daite, or Dium of Suan is the Bibi Mizalas, the Hamishi, the Hashim Yikura Daite, Ashwa Hashim Hadaiting Mayim Sort Sulim, the Hashim Shiskar Kasi by Port, the Nivella is Bahamishi, the Nivella is Bahamishi, Mishi Tachshach, the V, the Dikones, Leil Hamishi, the Dikones Leil Hamishi. So he bought up soon, he's going to be in the bell, the Hashim Kodai, the Hashim Kodai, the Hashim Kodai, the Hamishi, the Hashim only Kodai. Tosh, Tone Bakapore, soon the bell is in the bell, the bell is the Hamishi, Hoy of the Nemo, the Brochali dog, our morning is the Hamishi, the bell is the Shishi, Hoy of the Nemo, the Brochali Odom, time in Shumbrocho. So the only reason is why Bakapore says that she's Nidalas Bahamishi because of Brochali Dogim. But other, and Brochali Dogim is not a chiyuv, it's only an entertainment. But there is no chiyuv. So apparently we are not chishli chodait. So Abu Mishmi chodait loy chashil. Ihoche, so Yimore says, the Talmud says, if so, so Almono Nameti Boya Bahamishi, Hoyu Nemo with Brochali Dogim. Now, so the question is, why did Moshe say Yochai? What has this to do with Hashim Yichudait or Loi Hashim Yichudait? That's another challenge that you could ask anyway. No matter what we say, whether Hashim Yichudait, Loi Hashim Yichudait. So why do we say that Nivelez Bahamishi, because of Brocha the Dogin, let her be Nivelez Bishishi because of Brocha the Odom? Now, I mean, so why do we say Almono is the Nivelez? Bishishi, because of Brocha the Odom, let her be Niveles, Bahamishi, because of Brocha the Odom. So, Teish says, Yoch, Almon, Hamati, Boy, Hamishi, Pirish. יש לי מיד בטונה בפרייס, אני פסול נבר את החמיש, משום לקרוא את הייתה, כי מקבלון, ולא נשבוח לי דוגים, ולא יחשיבה, חדמי חלום באלמונה, נבר את השישי, משום ברוכת, אבל השתו בטיים ונפסול, משום ברוכו, so we see that the broken dogging is also a good reason. Also a good reason. So the question is, so Monef Shech, why don't we say in regard to Almono also because of Prochadi Dogin that he boiled the Hamish? Boiled the Hamish. So the Gemara give the Teres, no, that's no Kashe, because the reason as to why Almono is the Itzatelis, it's not a Chiyuv. Either in connection with Almono or in connection with it's only Nisatebe. But the reason is why by Almono, so the Nisatebe is Shishi and not Hamishi, even though Hamishi has the Brocha the Dogim, because Brocha the Odom has greater significance than Brocha the Dogim. Brocha the Odom are different. Viname Mishum Shomru. The reason is why Almono, so is preferably Nivelez Bishishi and not the Hamishi. The Hamishi is because of the Tam of Shogu. Tanya, the Naum Walmon is the Hamishi. The Nivelez Bishishi, Shim Hatoine, Tibor the Hamishi, Nimoho, Mashkin Lum Nose, the Helechle. Shogu Hachom al Dakonas Nish Israel, She is a Meachimosh, Nishi Yomim, Hamishi Bishabes, Ve'er of Shabes, Bishabes. Now let's see the Rashi. Broch li dogin, the Nivel Hamish, the Shitech Shabbadi, which connects the Hamish, Broch li dogin prove, Wunmul Samai, who will never be Broch Lodom prove, Wunmul Sahoras. Time is Broch, our Mandu, he copied that Broch, that's only his day there. So it's optional. Our Mandu, he copied that Broch, he should be called Dieter or Hashino, he should my quote. Broche di odo madivle, o mio bishishe leti no sei, psulo di bismano hachin bishabes, di ose daine, hachino li kure, avo no viat hamishi loi hachino. Because it only involves a relatively small interval. Limocho mashkin, lu no se vele, she mish dal nein balmono elo yein echot, kido ikamo in bifirgin. של קאמרי פירקים חמיש בישבס עם חופה ושיש בישבס לבזביה. Now, so the Ram points out that the Gemara doesn't mean שאם אתם נתיבו בחמיש למוח המשקים ונוס להילך לי. How is it that למוח המשקים ונוס להילך לי? So what does it mean? He is allowed to be mashkin and nosir eilach lei. After all, the Gemara says that by Nisa Almono there is a minimum of Samayachim of 3 days. 3 days. So how can he be mashkin and nosir eilach lei? But human nature, if he'll be developed the Hamishi, so then he'll be tempted. Limocho to be mashkin lumnosir eilach lei. Not that he elect kiddin. He elect shaloi kiddin. Elect shaloi kiddin. But he'll be tempted. He'll be tempted to do it. So because of that, Chachomim said, when we sakin, that niveles, bishishi, samimele, he will not be tempted to neglect the Simcha of the Muyomim, because it will turn out to involve 3 days of Simcha anyway. But the reason, but it doesn't mean that if he is Niveles, if he would be Niveles, the Hamishi, so then he is allowed to be Mashkin Lunosir Elechai. But human nature, so many a Chosin who is Nisei and Almono would be tempted to do it that way, but of course it will be Shaloi Kedin. So maybe the Chachamim only Sakein that she should not get married Bishishi, but should be Niveles, that she should not get married the Hamishi, but should be Niveles Bishishi. Nisim the Hamishi, Niveles Bishishi, so she will not be subjected to this temptation of being Mashkimun Nosereel, because he himself will feel disposed to spend 3 days in the cow. So, my Yikibin Brochel Shogdu, Yikibinai Odom Brotel. So, in other words, so there are two timings as to why she and Almone has to be Mrs. Bahamishi and the Belen Bishishi. One time is the time of Brochel Odom, and the time of Brochel Odom is not a Chiyuk, it's only stated. And the other time is the time of Shogdu. So Makimini is, suppose he's an Odom Vortel. He doesn't work. So Mele, from the point of view of the time of Shogdu, so he doesn't have to get married. Ramona doesn't have to get married to Hamishi. He can get married anyway. Because there is no Shoshe that he will neglect Simcha 3 days in the Kaaba. Because he's not in Botel, he's not busy anyway. He will not be tempted to go to work. He doesn't go to work. He's retired. So, all he's a millionaire, he doesn't have to work. So, but from the point of view of Brocha de Odom, so this is not obligatory on when he's a teve. So, as an esteve, he still should get married to Hamishi. Because the Nivellas Bishishi, some Mele, there will be Brochada. Iname, Yom Tev Shechali is Bar of Shabbos. Suppose Yom Tev is on a Friday, some Mele, from the point of view of Shogdu, so we don't have to think that he will get married. And another day, so we'll be Mashkin Nosi on Friday. He will not be Mashkin Nosi on Friday because it's Yom Tev. But from the point of view of Brocha de Odom, so he still be expected, not Mitzat Chiyu, but Mitzat Ezeteve, to get married by Hamishi and be Nivelet Bishishi. Odom Boto Mano Brocha de Odom, because it's a good Bishishi Mano, Nishmu Shog, Nivelet Bishishi, Yashmu Yosei. Now, I would like Tisha says, now let's see the Tisha. In Amishim Shog, Binti Naveich Matronia, Mishim Shogdu, Hobby Price, Economy, Behavior, Mishim Hoch. Yishle Madl, Haishnu, Ye, have Pirish a Price Hoch. Almon, Mishim Hamishi, Nigel, Mishish, Pirish Mishim Shogdu, Mishim Pirish a Price Achers, Binti Ma, Mishim Hoch, the Dogin, Hoyolem Lania, Takone Shogdu, Lehoshlika, Hoyo Vishishi, Name Nemro, Brochler, Maike, Bin Brochel Shogdu. Afogav, Mishum Brocho, Lemikha Bayan, because that's not a chiyuv, that's only a meditative. Mikoma kin boye yomoli tiny de broche. Iname boye maike de mishne, the mishane broche de odom adifalei, the mishne, the name mishum shog, mishane dikinai odom bot, iname yom tishalies, Erev Shabbos. Mishne tiny de bais mishum shog, the volum mishum broche, hochet lek de shog, the nivelles in yetzva chamishi. Aber nicht ne kam, die kann die Preise, nicht im Brocho, die die Maschma, passt die Preise, aber über den Bottel, wie uns schauen, wie der Schabes, die lecken nicht im Schogel, und kommen auch nicht im Brocho, die Feuer bis Schischi. Da, Pilo, oder heil ich ne, ihr lasst ihr Tick nur nicht im Schogel, du. Lechude, lohoyo, nicht im Brocho, lechude, lohoyo, keinem je, die war nicht schlier, da bin ich noch sie da, die Schabes. But since they had to be misaken, because of Shogdu, some Mele, they are misaking a certain, could be a certain day by way of Ein Steve. But if they didn't have to be misaken because of the Chiyuv, they wouldn't make it a Kone because of Ein Steve. But since they had to be misaken a certain day because of the Chiyuv, so Agavuche, they are also misaken another day, could be another day, I mean the same day, even when the time of Shogdu doesn't apply, but because of the day. I would like to explain the whole, I mean, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Here the Gemara has two ishemes. So one teret is, the Gemara says, Baruch Elo Adam Adifale, Viname Mishum Shom. So it's mashma, according to the second lashon, Baruch Elo Adam is not Adifale. But Baruch Elo Adam is Adifale. I mean, superficial interferes between Bracha Midovim and Bracha Yodom, why should there be any doubt that Bracha Yodom is more adipalei than Bracha Midovim at all? What's the affinity between fish and a human being? A human being and a human being, so there is an affinity. But between a human being and fish, what's in the big shayches? And still we see from this Gemara that two shayches. Only the first lashon says Bracha Yodom adipalei. But the second question says, no. If not for the time of Dogi of Shogdol, so then Brocha di Dogim would be Aleph. Not Brocha di Olam. On what basis? What's the Hesper? Why should Brocha di Dogim have more merit than Brocha di Olam? It's inconceivable. Sounds very strange. Now, we have to understand the whole idea, meaning to pay the Brocha di Dogi, Brocha di Odom, and especially Brocha di Dogi. What kind of mistake is it? What kind of mistake is it? I mean, just because she'll get married on the day when the fish were created, so because of that, he'll be blessed. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Actually, there is a Gemara in Helios, and in Trisus. There is more Trisus. Gemara increases that pain. Amad Bey says, "Tan Rabban, in Neishchen Sam Lochim El Olamayot, Kidei Shitimoshech Malchusam, Shenema Vayim Hamelach Al Bnayol Ben Yehoto." And then it's mentioned, "Viradite Meisei." It's the beginning of Malchim. "Viradite Meisei Al Gichim." So, in other words, when So David HaMelech instructed that when they anoint Shlomo, so they do it at the mile, because to symbolize that the Malchus should be as smooth, the Shlomo's Malchus should be as smooth as the waters, as the waves in the mile. So then the Gemara says, so why is it so important to symbolize? So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye da Bolam Dalev, Hashti di Amret Simone Milsi." Since we see that symbolism has significance, Boraye there is Aloche that when we anoint a Melech, we have to do it on the mile, just to symbolize that the wish and the aspiration of the Jewish people that the Malchus of the Melech should be as smooth as the waves in the Mayon. So since it has significance, Yehogil Inish Lemechal Veshaite Karye Verubye Karse Silke Vitam Karse Silke Vitam. So a person should be accustomed on Rosh Hashanah to eat Kare is a pumpkin, I think. Ruvie, what is I think Ruvie is what is called in English tilting, is a stilton. I think it's called in English fenugreek. So what is the yichas of these things? So on the basis of the play on the words, Kare says how silke vitamre. In other words, because Rosh Hashanah night, we have to eat certain things, and we say Yerotzi and Shetachadish Olono Shonativom Sukkah. So, in other words, so here, in Aramaic, Kare. So, Kare is a pumpkin, but in Aramaic it's called Kare. So, on the basis of the play on the words, so it means, Yerotzin she yikha gzadinim. She yikha gzadinim. So, it's mentioned, I think the Poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that, that now today, people don't speak Aramaic, they don't know Aramaic. So, we should eat those kinds of foods that on the basis of the play on the words in that language that is spoken, so we could say something, I mean, that is appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. I said many times, let's say in this country, I don't know of any special food that we could eat, and we could, on the basis of the play of the words, say something. The only food I could think is the food called ugly. So we should eat ugly or Shana night and say at the same time, you're not saying that Arafat should have an ugly life. So, this is what it means. So, in Aramaic, in Zman Chazal, when Aramaic was the language, I don't know of any other food that we could interpret symbolically on the basis of the play on words. I don't know. All ugly is the only food I know. And ugly happens to be very delicious food too, you see. So we could do it and be Mikayim that dinner more. We don't do that. Why don't we do it? Because unfortunately we don't speak Aramaic, so we don't have any special food, you know, that could symbolize something. And something good for us and something bad for the singing scholar on the basis of the play and words. So that's the reason. So what we do, we eat, we take a piece of apple and we dip it in honey and we say, and that's also mentioned in Shukunova. But it's on the basis of the same concept of Simon Mills. Now the same Gimore is mentioned here. So there is a very strange marshal in Hayes. The marshal in Hayes is a kasha, an interesting kasha. In other words, you say Simon Mills. Now, not so. How are we allowed to practice the union of Simon Mills? There is a love of Lysinachshu. There is a love of Lysinachshu. What is Lysinachshu means? The Rambam says, Eilu Hanei Hakirin Zman. Yen Kleini Yoferese. Yen Kleini Eni Yoferese. In other words, if somebody will say, oh, the 13th of December, it's not a good day to start an investment, because it's not a lucky number. So he'll be very loved their eyes. If he just says it, oh, I say it's just foolish talk, I mean, the no isa. But if he acts on it, in other words, he decides when to make an investment and not to make an investment, then he's either love the rice or resale. Love the rice and mamish. So, resale or nasty eating. Laskin. And resale actually means that somebody goes out of the house to go to work. And then, as he goes to work, he meets Yeshua. So he says, since I met Yeshua, that's a bad omen. So I'm not going to work. So he's either alive or he's not. So the Mashua asks a very strange question. Very strange question. He says, how does the Gemara say Simon Mill say, we should eat kare, we should eat this, that, I mean, it's a sinner. So in the Mashua is Mechadei, Shebich Chidesh, that doesn't seem so from the Rambam. The Mashua is Mechadei, Shebich Chidesh. He says, there is a Nisar of Lysinachshu to declare something as an unfavorable omen, but to declare something as a favorable omen, nothing wrong with it. In other words, if somebody goes out of the house to work and then he meets on the street the black cat and then he decides, oh, I met the black cat, that's a bad omen, so I'm not going to work today, I won't succeed anyway. So I'll go back home. Then he's either love the high self as much. Suppose on the way he meets a white cat, and then he says, oh, I met a white cat, that he's a good omen, he's very favorable omen. Now I'm going to take a taxi to work. That is allowed. That is allowed. I mean, from the point of view of rationalism, it's the same folly. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Unfavorable omen or favorable omen, but folly it is, but it's not also a favorable omen. But if it's an unfavorable omen, so then it is also. It involves nothing.
The verse says that Eliezer opened up Rome.
What
the verse says that when Eliezer was
at the river, call Michush, call Michush, any Kimichush, Kimichush, Eliezer of Abram, Genesis, and the show, any Michush. So there is a Machlekes Hashem in the chat. Yeah, and there he made the favorable of it. He made both. He made both. In other words, in the narrow, when I ask her, give me a drink. So we respond. If when I ask her, give me a drink, we'll respond by saying, yeah, I'll give you a drink, and I'll give your camel to drink too, then it's a good sign. And if the now will say, I'm not giving you a drink, or she'll say, I'll give you a drink, and that's all. So then it's an anti-woman. So it meant both. So you cannot bring in a riot, because it was either or, I mean, Eliezer and Abram. And Jane of Son, they show also, if the Philistines will tell us, why don't you come down? So then it's a good omen. And if you say, no, stay where you are, so it's not a good omen. So he made, he made an omen, declared an omen both ways, in alternate situations. But this is what the Marshal says. And what is Raya? Because of Simone Nielsen. In other words, so he understood that. It's very strange. He understood the Gemara, that when the Gemara says Simone Nielsen, it means that it's worthwhile to make an omen, a favorable omen. In other words, if I eat a pumpkin, it's Hare, so that will be an omen that's Yichus Hashanim. Because as far as the Issa is concerned, we can understand it. So there is no Issa. The Torah was not makpid on the fact that it's unreasonable. So it's not reasonable. So what? The Torah was makpid on the fact that the person, you know, makes unfavorable omens. But Gemara here says not only it's muta. The Gemara, if Abaye had said that muta Limeichal Rishatikai. The Gemara says, Yehirodion. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a teve. So how can we say an it's a teve on the basis of a favorable omen? It doesn't make sense. So the obvious pshat, and then the Rambam mentions, discusses the Issa of Rishinachshu and the Issa of Rishinachshu, the Chodemach, and in respect to Rishinachshu. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Droshim in Safro, in Deishin, spells it out, we say, Ken Eile Hoimrim, Yeim Ze Yofel Eisek, Yeim Ze Eile Yofel Eisek. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions Yeim Ze Yofel Eisek, just as it mentions Yeim Ze Eile Yofel Eisek. So even a favorable omen in Zman comes within the world. So in respect to his nachshu also, even a favorable omen, in respect to a certain experience that he had, he met a black cat, he met a shul, a fox, so it should also come within the omen. But the pshat here in the Gemara has nothing to do with making an omen. What I means that Yehogil initially leichal rishayte kaya lehubia, I mean that's inconceivable. I mean, Abaye is saying that because of the eating of a kare, of a pumpkin, so that will conduce a good year. I mean, that's inconceivable. Doesn't make sense. Has to show him that this is what Abaye means. Abaye means Simone Nielse, because even though, I mean, symbolism, you know, has no essential merit in itself, but somehow it has an effect on the psyche of the person. If a person, let's say, decides, I'm going to aspire to a good year, and I'm going, you know, to take the means that are conducive to a good year, he wants to have a good year, so he has to deport himself in a way that he'll be able to ask the Ribbono Shel'olam for a good year. But if he'll deport himself in a way that is contrary to the will of God, how can he dare even ask the Ribbono Shel'olam for a good year? So in order to make a certain determination, it is important to do something that will emphasize a person's determination. So he can say, but there is a difference between just lip service of and taking a sweet apple or taking a piece of challah and dip it in honey and say and couple it with the statement of Yerotzin Shetechadish Rono Shetivus. Not that there is any objective merit in it. The saying, I mean, of course, it's inconceivable that the saying of Yerotzin Shetechadish Rono Shetivus will conduce to it. I mean, that's nonsense. But if he aspires and makes a determination to do that which is conducive to a good year. In other words, he has to act like a human being if he wants to have a good year. He has to act in a responsible way, in a moral way, in conformity to the will of the Ribbono Shel'olam. And he emphasizes that by a symbolic act, then it has an effect on his will. Then it has an effect on his will. So, this is what Abaye says. When they had to anoint him, so they were required to anoint him on the Mayon. But the iron, I mean, the anointing on the Mayon in itself will make his meruche smooth. No. But if the people all do it, so it will corroborate and intensify their determination to see that the Melech's Meluchah should be smooth. So it will make an impression upon their sight. So it's not by way of an omen. So how can we deduce from this Gemara that the Yisr of Nichush only applies to an unfavorable omen, not to a favorable omen? So this is when we say, what kind of mistake is it? What effect in itself can it have? I mean, just because you get married on the day of Brocha Nidogim, get married on the day of Brocha Nidogim, so of what avail is it? In itself, it's of no avail. But it might intensify his determination to lead a life that is conducive to Brocha. The responsible life. So, if it just...